The Haines Long-Term Recovery Group helps residents find resources for disaster recovery. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. That story is up next. The effects of last December's devastating storms in the Upper Lynn Canal continue to be felt, and recovery for many residents may take years. The Haines Long-Term Recovery Group, formed in December in response to those storms, is helping to piece together recovery strategies across the Haines Borough. Spring in northern southeast Alaska has stretched into what would normally be summer this year, and with the cool, wet weather, the snow has just recently melted in much of the Haines Borough. With that snow finally gone in lower elevations, some of the damage from last December's storms can now be fully assessed.
The honest truth is the needs of Haines are astronomically higher than the resources we have available. There's not enough money to meet the needs of our survivors.
That's Sylvia Hines, coordinator of the Haines Long-Term Recovery Group. She says the group is actively assisting 58 households with a variety of disaster-related needs. It's not a nonprofit nor a government agency. It's a group of professionals helping their neighbors navigate disaster recovery. They help victims find assistance from various government agencies, nonprofits, church organizations, and the private sector. Residents are facing problems like compromised fuel tanks that threaten to pollute soil and waterways, driveways that remain washed out, and at least 9 homes that were completely destroyed. Another 28 homes can't be lived in currently, and most of the residents of those households are still displaced. One of the more onerous but less considered problems left over from the storm is debris removal. Haines has a privately run landfill, and the borough cannot offer debris removal at a reduced cost. Removing destroyed homes, barns, and garages can be exceptionally expensive. The Haines Borough is assisting the recovery effort through municipal road and infrastructure repair, but isn't set up to help individuals find the resources they need. That's where the recovery group comes in. And it's not just property damage that the group is helping with. Many of the survivors of the storms are dealing with the emotional trauma of survival. Hines says she was suffering flashbacks from the event and sought help from Juneau's Bartlett Hospital Outpatient Services when they came to Haines this winter. She received a treatment known as eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, otherwise known as EMDR therapy.
I held, I think they're electrodes, basically buzzers, and it went back and forth, left to right, left to right, left to right, and I pictured some of the flashbacks and experiences I was having. This was directly after the event. And there was no talk therapy involved for me. It was just, you know, I pictured it. She led me through a few different stages with that bilateral stimulation. And afterwards, I wasn't having the flashbacks anymore.
Hines says recovery from disasters like these does not happen overnight.
One of the fires up north happened in 2015. They just finished that disaster recovery response. So that's 6 years later. Recovery takes years.
The recovery group is still fielding calls as people return to town or snowmelt allows for proper damage assessment. If you need help recovering from the storms or you just recently discovered damage, the long-term recovery group can be reached at HainesLTRG@gmail.com or you can find them on Facebook. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.